Live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, I am Jim Rome. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. You know, I want to say something about Shaka Smart. Normally when I do the program, we'll do an interview and I'll thank the guest. And then I'll move on to the next thing, and you kind of lose track of what was said or what that conversation was all about. I thought that was an amazing conversation. I thought that was a really, really good interview. And normally the best interviews are conversations, but he said so many things over the course of that discussion that I was like, wow, like I haven't heard that before, or I haven't thought about that before, or I've never heard that explained or described like that before. How many times do you hear that about an interview? Mostly, I don't want to say mostly, but a lot of times during interviews, you hear things that you've heard before, or you hear things that are similar, or you hear themes that have been brought up before. He said a number of things that I really had not thought about or had even heard. I thought that was really, really interesting on so many different levels. I've got a beef segment coming up next, in fact. So now is the time to start dialing if you want to hit me with a beef. And again, I don't care what your beef is. Your beef can be about sports, non-sports, life, work, social, family. I really don't care. That's why that thing works so well. It's wide open. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on social media with a beef, do it at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E. Speaking of social media, you should follow me on Instagram. I went on a safari yesterday. You know, Janet's hit me sometimes. Like back in the day, prior to the pandemic, when we would talk about our dream vacations, things we want to do, she always wanted to go on an African safari. Yeah, I never really had like a hardcore Jones for that. Like, it would be an amazing adventure. But it wasn't one of my bucket list things or my top priorities. And especially after yesterday, I don't need to. I went on my own safari yesterday. I'm not sure it's still up on my Instagram stories, but you should go check it out. You would not believe the big game that I encountered yesterday on my safari. Go to at Jim Rome on Instagram, and I'll see how much of that is still up. I tried to capture as much of it as I could. Dude, that was scary. I saw some big time game. Check that. Back to Shaka. Shaka, I thought, was also really interesting when he talked about Baylor. And when you watch that national championship game, it was one thing for Baylor to dismantle Houston the way they did in the semis. I mean, I thought that was pretty stunning in and of itself. But then for that hospital job they dropped on Gonzaga, who was undefeated and looking to do something for the first time in 45 plus years, even more astounding. And when you see how they did it, like with the way they defense or they pressure the defense, the perimeter, the way they attack the offensive glass, the way they shot it, the energy they had, it's all one thing. But Shaka said it's something else, though. When you watch them, their attention to detail from the second they take the floor, even in warmups, was something that set them apart from almost everybody else.
And Baylor really had it, and it's a big part of why they won. I know it's easy to say in retrospect, but I would have said this 3 months ago, is a level of seriousness about what the heck you're doing out there. Like, of course we're trying to have fun. Of course, you know, it's a game. But, man, if it comes down to me honoring this detail a little bit more than you, having that seriousness and intentionality, those two kids at VCU had it. The Baylor team, almost all those guys being in the same league as them, watching them, they had it. You could see it in warm-ups. And you knew in warm-ups, like, these guys are not messing around right now. These guys are here to get something done. And again, kind of like enthusiasm, I think that gives you a big edge.
I think that's so interesting, because when you look at Scott Drew, and he seems a little goofy, and he's even been called like the happiest coach in college basketball. And I think that's true. I mean, have you ever seen a guy grin like that after a big win? I mean, he's happy. He's really happy. And it's a happy family. But maybe getting lost in that is what Shaka just said. That when you see these guys warming up, you can tell these guys are serious now. Really serious. And that if their attention to detail is a little more than your attention to detail, chances are they're not coming off the floor on the losing end very often. There's a seriousness in what they do. I thought that was a really interesting aspect of that interview. So Shaka Smart is back at Marquette. Good to have him on the show. Nice to have that relationship. 1-800-636-8686. Jimmy, with all due respect to your take on the Rougned Odor punch being the greatest punch in baseball history, I would have to disagree with you. I was involved in the greatest punch in baseball history. Regards, Robin Ventura's face.
Did Robin Ventura ever apologize for bruising your fist with his face? Because he owed you one.
You know, that happened the last year of my career, and that was the last time we faced White Sox at the time, and I haven't seen Robin since.
When you saw old Robin Ventura coming out of the hill, what on earth were you thinking? Were you laughing, or you said, this boy's going to get a butt kicking?
Well, I can tell you, in my 27-year career, I had three people come out to the mound, and the first one was Willie McCovey, and the next one was Dave Winfield, and so when Robin Ventura came out, I was relieved to see a small guy come out.
Even I have to shake my head at that conversation. I'm having a conversation like that with Nolan freaking Ryan at one of the famous Jungle Tour stops back in the day. Nolan Ryan and I are just kind of kicking it up on stage in front of, I don't know, 10,000 people or 8,000 people or whatever that number was there that day. And we're having a conversation about, and I'm asking him if he ever apologized to Robin Ventura for bruising your fist with his face, or if he ever apologized to you. That was awesome. That was cool. But not nearly as cool as sitting backstage with Nolan Ryan and having a beer. That was one of my favorite moments ever in this business. That was a real thing. Robin Ventura is such a good dude, too. Everybody loves Robin Ventura. Can you imagine getting out halfway to the mound on Nolan Ryan? He had to be thinking, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing out here? But once you take more than one step, there's no going back. Once you're halfway there, you have to finish what you started. What was he going to do, stop and go back?
What were you doing there?
That exactly. He had to be thinking, man, this is not a good idea. This doesn't go well no matter what. Either I'm going to get my ass kicked by an old man, probably, or I'm going out on a legend and a 40-something guy, and if he gets the worst of it, that's not going to make anybody like me. That was the ultimate lose-lose. Either you're getting your ass kicked, or you're going to put a beating on a guy who's beloved, who didn't really do anything wrong per se. And he got his butt kicked. Still a good dude, Robin Ventura. A good dude who made a really bad decision that day. Hey, Jimmy. Did you see who was the lead analyst on SiriusXM for the Masters this year? Let's hope my golf coverage is better than my swim trunks coverage, eh? Signed, Greg. Hammer emoji. Brett in Bugaha. Year-round golf fan. No, I did not see that. I did not see who their lead analyst is, but now I know. I'm not really sure what the hammer emoji has anything to do with this. Is he a master craftsman? Well, what does that mean, Brett?
Stop. Hammer time.
Is it hammer time? And why is it hammer time? What? Yeah, I'm getting sick of trying to decode all your crap anyway, so I'm just not going to try anymore. I am not going to try anymore. Listen, all beef jerky is not the same. Old Trapper is just better for you, and it's higher-end essential protein than chips and sugar-filled energy bars or candy. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? A few more things I want to get to before I start that beef segment. And again, start loading it up. Hit me up right now. Call 1-800-636-8686 with your beef. Tweet at Jim Rome with your beef. A few more things. The Masters is getting underway, so I've got a preview, which I'm trying to get to. If I don't get to my preview, I promise you I will get to Elk's preview. Steve Elkington, after the program, I'm going to lay that down. The Jim Rome Podcast, episode 169, stars Elk. If I'm not mistaken, if this is his fourth appearance, in fact, I know I'm not mistaken, nobody else has been on four times. Nobody else has been on three times. You're a pretty damn good guest if you make it twice. Ritz got this thing. Ritz got like this old man pride about, yeah, I don't want to put guys on more than once. What is this? The Ritt Podcast? I respect it, Ritt. That goes to tell you how much of a tradition it is. Nobody has been on more than twice, and Elk is about to be on a fourth time. So look for that. Things are getting better, right? The vaccine is out. More and more people are getting it. Life is starting to return to normal. There really aren't COVID-related shortages anymore, except for one. Apparently, there is a nationwide shortage of ketchup packets. Man, that makes no sense to me at all. And then it makes all the sense in the world to me. And I will get to that also. I actually have a beef attached to that. My beef is not with ketchup packets, but with the first cousin of ketchup packets. I have that for you. But it doesn't work in and of itself. I mean, it kind of does. But if I use the first topic to get to my beef, you'll understand my beef better. That said, I want to get to your beefs. So let me break right now. Hit me. It is time to hit your beefs. We only do this once a week. The beef segment. And not only that, the beef segment often gets turned around into a social media segment. Your beefs might end up on my social media feed. It could end up on Twitter. Another reason for you to beef. It lives in other places, on other platforms, if it's a really good beef. 1-800-636-8686. The beef segment is next.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
It's time. Time to beef. Normally, I don't want to hear your complaints. Normally, if I complain, I feel crappy about myself. Because it's just weak. It's weak. It's lame. Nobody wants to hear it. It doesn't serve you or anybody else. Don't do it. Don't complain. I'm trying to work on that myself. Except during the beef segment. Man, bring it. Complain about anything you want. Beef all you want. Let's get it. Starting with social media beefs. Rome, my beef is with PGA spectator guy who yells, get the hole from the tee box on a par four. It's not getting in the hole, idiot. Signed Mark. Hey, Mark, 1988 called. They want their beef back. I mean, you're right. You're just not original. Shiny Baby. Now, this is original. Shiny Baby tweets, Rome, my beef is with tennis guy going leg up on the empty chair next to him as he sips a martini on the restaurant's patio after a long match. Dude, nobody wants to see your balls. I haven't heard that beef before. At Machmoda tweets, my beef is all these rude-driving, pompous, sad-looking, plastic Californians moving to my state. If Cali is so great, stay there. Idaho is full.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
I feel you, Frankie, but it's not that California is not so great. It's that California is so expensive. This is why everybody's leaving. Ryan in Sacktown. Snagger. My beef is with coworkers who clip their fingernails at work. Dodging shards of keratin from your disgusting digits isn't in my job description. It's good. A.C. Slater's chair tweets, "My beef is with neighbors who interrupt the contractor working on your house to get an idea on what their project may look like. Let the guy finish my house stuff first and wait your turn." Johnny Scabs, "My beef is with gas station bathroom vending machines. Every time I put my money in, they're always out of French ticklers." Scabs, why would you even need to spend your money on that? Why not light your money on fire, Scabs? Smash WFI in Nashville tweets, "My beef is with adults that call their parents mommy and daddy. Grow the hell up." Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with people announcing on Twitter that they're going to take a break from Twitter. Good. Nobody cares, butthole. Nobody cares.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
Bella B. Bella B going in on buttholes.
More lady clones.
Rome, here's my beef. Why must the purchase of ink cartridges for a home printer necessitate filling out paperwork for a second mortgage? It's ink, right? Not freaking gold melted down into cartridges. The printer itself costs less than the cartridges. Does ammo cost more than a gun? When is a tank of gas going to be more than the car? And why does the printer feel the need to print 48 test pages and thereby drain half the cartridge you just spent 2 months' salary on? Stu in the 405. Very well done. Extremely well done. Is it me or whenever you go to buy a cartridge, do they want a monthly commitment? I just want two. Why do I have to make, it's like a gym membership to buy ink for a home printer. He's right. Hi, Jim. I have a beef with people who drive up to the bank teller and proceed to spend the next half hour there. Hey, loser, are you applying for a mortgage? Are you having lunch? Have your transactions ready before you drive up. And once they send you the receipt, do your shuffling of paperwork after you've driven away. You selfish hacks. Sarah T. Hey, Sarah, you know what's even worse? When the bank tellers talk to you. I've got more of a problem with them talking to me than you talking to them. I keep forgetting to turn Siri off. You know what? Sometimes when Siri goes off on my phone, I don't know if it's that or Alvin popping a drop because it sounds kind of similar to me, like in my ear. Anyway, hey, Rome, my beef is with accent. All I wanted was for her to represent her country of turkeys. Signed, Paul Pierce's.
Say hi, accent. From turkeys. We've been to turkeys before.
Fireds. He got fireds. Say Jeremiah hi. In Greenville. This guy addresses this one too. Lamb smack. My beef is plant-based people. Back when I used to be a server, every now and then, guests would hit me with, "Yo, waiter, I'm vegan. What can I order here?" "Hi, vegan, I'm waiter. Stop coming to steakhouses." Good job, Miguel. Miguel in the 562. You get applause. Tan smack. I have a huge beef. I just watched the whole trailer for the new Space Jam movie, and I didn't hear or see Jim Rome reprising his blockbuster role. This is a huge oversight. Alex and Corona, dude, your beef is not half my beef with that. I'm not going to even lie. I'm not even going to take the high road. I'm not even going to be classy about this, a-holes. How do you make that movie without me? I'm the reason the first movie got made.
Baseball bat.
Go find
Get
it and watch
guy
it.
A tennis racket.
I mean, I'm not even playing. I will not take the high road. I will not be classy about that. I will not roll with that, a-holes. I don't even want to be in your damn movie. How's that? Jim Guy, I've got beef with people who use a handkerchief to blow their nose, then fold it up and stick it back into their pocket. Great. No more snot in No more snot in your nose. Now it's all inside your trousers. Use a tissue. Blow a snot rocket. Literally anything else. You don't need to hang on to that. Chafe and Buff. Chafe and Buffalo, I should say. That's the winner right now. That's the leader in the clubhouse. He's kind of got a point, right? Now you're dragging all of that bacteria and all that illness around with you. Hey, Romy, my beef is with Jungle Imposters calling the show with the name Evan in Oregon. Who do you think you are? I am. This practitioner of rat-finkism is tarnishing my brand with his subpar smack. You have two options, Evan. Either leave my state or change your name before I change your face. Signed, the real and original Evan in Oregon. I like it. That's how you finish that portion. Let's go to the phones. It is the beef section, or the beef segment and the phone section. Let's go to CJ in the Bay. This guy knows how to do it. CJ, what's up? What's your beef?
SoCal Jim, my beef is school going back to in-person sessions because that needle-neck Gavin hasn't pulled himself out of the garbage can long enough to bless us with those golden pipes. And two, clones going with shirtless biopics tells me a few things. One, you're creepy. Two, you're unemployed. Three, Chris Hansen may be in your future. B-I-C equals Brad is creepy. Class it up, bro.
Rack him. Not very often that a beef gets racked.
Rack him.
B-I-C is Brad is creepy. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Valencia. Matt. What's up, Matt? What's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Great interview with Shaka Smart, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I got beef with Magic Johnson. Now, I grew up during Showtime, and I got mad respect. But last weekend, Magic goes on CBS between Final Four games as an analyst, but clearly can't take the time to even learn the names of the stars. When asked to break down UCLA-Gonzaga, Magic says, UCLA's got to rely on Johnny, their point guard. Really, Magic? Here, let me help you out with that. His name is Johnny Juzang. Learn it. He's going to be on your TV for a long time. And he's not the Bruins point guard. He is, however, the guy who dropped 27 on your Spartans, ending their tournament run before it even got started. He is the guy who led the Pac-12's dominance of the tournament this year while the Big Ten sucked ass. Do some homework, Magic, or get off my TV. I'm out.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Irv is a lot of things, a lot of positive things. Irv is not a good analyst. He's just not. That guy's not wrong with what he said. Let's go to Rochester. John in Rochester. Hey, John, what's your beef?
Hey, John. Man, smack. It's an honor to talk to a Hall of Famer.
Thank you very much, bro.
My beef is my Easter was ruined, Easter Sunday driving. I see eight dudes jogging, and they're all wearing Easter bunny ears. It reminded me of Hawk. I was so enraged. Ruined my whole Easter.
I'm sorry about that, bro. That sucks. He's also not wrong. He saw eight dudes jogging in bunny ears, and it wrecked his Easter. I could see how it might, but it reminded him of Hawk. Adam, do you run in bunny ears? Do you have seven friends who run in bunny ears with you?
What?
I don't really know why that reminded him of Hawk, but it did. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Margo in Buffalo. Hey, Margo, what's your beef?
Hello.
Hello.
So my beef is with the how many rings you got guy. Bills Mafia, Bills, go Bills. It's our time. No matter where you are or what you're doing, you say you're a Bills fan, you always got that guy. How many rings you got? How many? We know we went to four Super Bowls. We know we lost four Super Bowls. Must you? Thanks, Dan Smack.
I like that, Margo. Hey, Margo, how many rings you got? Just kidding. I like Margo when she starts her phone call off with, hello. Kind of made me smile. Good job, Margo. War Lady Clones.
I've got a good
feeling you're going to get one. I have a good feeling there's going to come a day in the not-too-distant future where you don't have to worry about that anymore. I think you're going to get one. Let's go to San Francisco. Mario, what's up, man? What's your
beef? For the vine. My beef is with the guy showing up to our monthly staff meetings riding his Peloton. First off, why are you riding your Peloton during a staff meeting in the first place? Second off, at least have the courtesy to turn off your camera. No one wants to see you riding your Peloton. Good job. You're working out. We're all proud of you. Stop being a bag and turn off the camera. Thanks, Rome.
I got you, Mario. I'm a Peloton guy, and I know what you're saying. I mean, nobody wants to see anybody doing anything other than engaging in the call when they're on the call, right? Or turn off the camera. It's not even a Peloton thing per se, although it is to him. That's fair. I'm a Peloton guy, but this is a beef segment, and I did say to you, you can beef about anything you want. Let's keep this thing going. I don't want this thing ever to end. It's good. 1-800-636-8686. If I'm getting a phone call from Alaska, you know I'm going to Alaska, of course. I love that we have an affiliate in Anchorage. Greg in Alaska. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Jimmy?
Good, dude. Hey, how about you? What's your beef?
My beef is with the big head. You always say you don't know where he lives. Google it. He lives here in Anchorage, Alaska. Google Flight Deck. He owns a bar, a lounge, and a pizza delivery company. I'm out.
All right, my man. I like that. I will. I will Google that. And it would not surprise me at all. Let me tell you something about that guy with the head, the big head. It would not surprise me at all to discover that he lives in Alaska or that he owns a bar and a pizza joint and a delivery company and, hell, I don't know, a dry cleaning service. My man has got his hand in a lot of things. A lot of things. In fact, if you were to Google this cat, you would not believe the places he shows up. You don't know this dude. You know how I always say about athletes, we don't know any of these guys? I don't know any of my staffers, including that guy with the enormous head, nor do I know where he lives, where he resides, what he does, other than during the 3 hours that I host this show, he will text me a bunch of nonsense and gibberish.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Yo, head, can I do that? This guy is too much. Man, this dude really is too much. This dude is too much. I'm waiting on a reaction. I don't know if he's messing with me or if it's true. I want to confirm it before I say it. 1-800-636-8686. Big Head informed me when I said, you never know when this guy might show up. Big Head now informs me that he may show up this evening on Entertainment Tonight. Not with me. So obviously my man is doing something on the side. Entertainment Tonight. First of all, dude, there is not a TV studio anywhere big enough to size your head. That's got to be your voice only, right? Dude, don't you dare go on that show and disrespect my guy, Butta. Kevin Frazier, man, what a legend. I love Kevin Frazier. Kevin Frazier is one of the best dudes, one of my best friends ever. Don't you go on his show and disrespect him. Head, there's no way they would put your head. Not on satellite, not on studio, not in person. There isn't a TV studio in the world big enough for that head. I know it's a voice call or a Zoom call. All right, Cologne, you've been warned. Big Head might be on Entertainment Tonight this evening. I'll be looking for it. Let's keep this segment going. Like I said, I hope it never, ever, ever ends. Let's go to Denver, right? Nils, what's up? What's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for the call. Thanks for letting me on. Hey, my beef is with Kroenke Sports. Listen, we here in Denver, we're not the ones who built your stadium $2 billion over budget in L.A. Let us watch our Nuggets and let us watch our Avalanche. Figure out a deal with the two cable providers and let us watch some games, please. I mean, at a time when the Rockies can't figure out their third baseman all-star can be traded for more than a box of peanuts and John Elway can't figure out a quarterback, you have a chance to get real fans, and you're losing us. Thanks, man.
Dude, good job. Well done. That's a straight sports take that was converted into beef. That was well done. Nils in Denver. 1-800-636-8686. So what that guy did was he took a sports take and he turned it into a beef. I'm going to ask you to do the impossible. I'm going to ask you to flip that on its head. Do the reverse. Take your beefs and turn them into sports takes. Well, you know what you do? Just call with a sports take outside of this segment. That would work. Got to get her in, right? What's a beef segment without Kathleen? Kathleen, I know you have beef. What's up?
I hope Roman Reigns is another one that's a pain in my ass. I can't stand him, and I hope like hell at WrestleMania that my dude, the rated R superstar Edge, takes the Universal title from him.
You got it, Kathleen. Normally I reserve wrestling takes to and make them exclusive to the Good Brothers. They come in and they do what they do. But with Kathleen, quote, here's another pain in my ass. Roman Reigns. Obviously not hot enough for you, right, Kathleen? Kathleen goes one of two ways. It's black or white. You're either extremely hot or you're a pain in her ass. How do I know that? Because she says so. She's made that really clear. Really, really clear. And with that, this is great. Like, I want to keep this going, but Alvin's like, dude, hang up on all the calls or he'll never stop taking them. And then it'll be my ass because the clock is broken. Anyway, that is the end of that segment. That was legendary. Like, we got in early and got out late, and it worked. And I got to tell you, man, I can't wait for Entertainment Tonight. I don't know if I'll see his big head, but I'll probably hear his voice. And if I hear his voice, it's one thing for James Kelly to absolutely murder the English language on this show. I want to see him do it on TV. Of course, they'll edit it out, which is something I'm not able to do on live radio, but you never know. There it is. That's your beef segment. Good job. The segment that never, ever, ever fails because we never, ever, ever run out of beef the way we have ketchup. Be right back. Here is a sports update. It is time to answer your ATP question. You submit the question, and I answer it. Pretty straightforward. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This actually makes me laugh. Hi, Jim. Do you ask for Logan's approval before posting a video of his baseball games on IG? Or do you just shoot those stories live? Thanks. Bella B in Calgary. That's actually awesome. The thought that I need my 16-year-old son, his approval on anything I do in life is hilarious. No, Bella, I don't ask. I just do it. As with all things with my kid, I do not need his approval for anything at all. However, as I told the story one day on the program, because he may or may not see it. I don't know if they've ever even seen me on TV or heard me on the radio. They love me, they respect me, but they don't really care about that. They're not impressed. They've never really been impressed. They're respectful, but not impressed. But one day, I made a point of telling Logan, I think the first time or one of the first times, I said, yo, Logs, you see where I put you on my Instagram story? His response was, and it was deadpan, yeah, Dad. It would have been nice. You showed my change. Next time, can you put my heat up instead? Oh. Hey, how about this, son? How about the next time I put you up on Instagram, I put one of those balls that hit 400 feet off you? How's that sound? I got news for you, Junior. Nobody can tell the difference between your change and your heat, all right? How's that grab you? He's a funny kid. No, I don't need his permission. He appreciates it. He likes it. You know what he likes about it? Strangely, his girlfriend saw it, and she told him. So I don't really know why she saw it and he didn't. Now we're getting deep. So, no, Bella, I do not need him to approve the clips. I just put them up there. Here's the other thing. I got multiple clips last time, but I'm always kind of embarrassed and weird about shooting the clip. Posting it might seem like a baggy move, but it seems even baggier to be at the fence rolling tape on my kid in front of nine parents. I don't know why. That's even more troublesome than me pushing it out to you. And then I don't want the kid watching me watching him. Even though that shouldn't matter, I don't like that either. Yeah, in short, the whole thing's a little weird, but you do what you do for your kids. And for content, Romy, there's a ketchup packet shortage. The hell are we supposed to use as chewing tobacco pouches now? Yours, bums. Richard in Chicago. There is a shortage of ketchup packets. I got a beef. I don't have time for that. Maybe tomorrow. I've got a beef. My beef is not with ketchup packets. I mean, it is. But I've got a beef with soy sauce packets. Have you ever tried to open up a soy sauce packet? It ends up going everywhere other than where it's supposed to go. You can't aim it. You can't direct it. They're impossible to open up to begin with. And when you do open them up, they're like, they explode, right? They're like geysers, like little soy sauce geysers. I'm talking about like takeout sushi. I got another beef regarding takeout sushi. Why are you so greedy with the bleeping wasabi? Like, I can spend $60 for sushi for the family. You know, like, go big. Big swing for a big night out. $50, $60. And you're going to give me a microscopic little dollop of wasabi. How much could that crap cost? Man, shake yourselves. And it's almost as bad in its little packet. Have you noticed where they do that? I understand a lot of this is pandemic related.
Shake yourself.
But if it's not going to be in a packet and you're going to give me a little squeeze, man, give me a little more than that. And soy sauce packets are the worst, but dude. I hate those things so much. They never, ever end up on anything other than my furniture, my clothes, but never in the little dish that I'm trying to put them in. That's my beef. My beef is with soy sauce packets. Hey, Jim, I've been meaning to connect with you every time you talked with or about Steve Elkington back to the Fall Masters. I've been listening to you since your San Diego days. And I remember one of the best stories I ever heard, and it was from Elk. The beautiful arrow shot from inside the house, through a sliding door, out into a deer in the backyard forest. I haven't heard that reset in forever. You got to bring that back just to do justice to the elk, man. Jason in the 805. Jason is talking about this.
This guy, Clark here, is a mate of mine. He lives out in the woods, so he's got all these deer running around at his house. I said, mate, I said, you reckon we can knock one of them off with my bow?
Dude.
He says...
With your bow?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says... Yeah, mate, no worries. Come out, no worries. So I went out and grabbed a couple of bags of corn, went around the whole perimeter of his yard, you know.
This is messed up.
And got inside the house. And I was, the golf was on telly, so I'm sitting in there watching the golf, and Bullet was catting for me. And I said, Bullet, there's a couple of deer out front there, mate. I said, just open the door a little bit further. Oh, that's good, right there. Hold right there, mate. Hold there. And I was right on the couch, and I'm watching Freddie Couples putt on this tournament in Japan. I said, hang on a second, mate. And I went right through the door, mate, through the crack, laced it. Had it on the barbecue in 20 minutes.
Oh, dude. Nobody can tell a story like Elk. Even a nasty story like that. A little further. Laced it. Had it on the barbecue in 20 minutes. I said, hey, mate. Elk. Jason in the 805 resetting that. That story goes back to 2005. Elk playing the hits. Elk will join me a little bit later on today. We'll be talking Masters, Muff. You never know with Elk. So look for that. Huge call for the ones who get it done. Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. You want to call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. My thanks to Christian Darrisaw. He is an NFL draft prospect. Dalvin Tomlinson of the Vikes. He's going to make a big difference for them. Shaka Smart was tremendous. Marquette head basketball coach. Elk is going to be my guest. I am going to tape that momentarily and then push it out for you as part of episode 169 of the Jim Rome podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.